Blackstone presents Sponsored Apocalypse 2, a lit RPG adventure by Blaze Corvin. This book is read by Eric Jason Martin. Recap. Miles Shrug Lindstrom received a quest almost 2 years before the world ended. He took the idea of an impending apocalypse seriously and prepared meticulously. When the countdown day finally arrived, it marked the end of his world as he knew it. All of the equipment and provisions he had stockpiled vanished. In their places, he received advancement points to use with the mysterious new system that had been introduced to everyone on Earth. However, Miles discovered that he also had access to another menu, one to purchase upgrades that most others did not have. He used all of his points in this exclusive menu and received some strange abilities. At first, they seemed to have limited utility, but later proved to be effective when used in tandem with other skills. Almost immediately after the apocalypse, Miles met a mysterious man who suddenly appeared in his house, wearing what looked like a dog mask. The man gave him a few pointers and other advice before disappearing. Then, when a giant cyclops tore apart Miles's house, he escaped into the woods. After his first fight to the death with monsters, he met up with his friend who owned a gun store. Together with several other people, Miles helped defend the store from monsters. During a particularly nasty attack by large, ogre-like monsters, a woman using magic killed the last of the creatures and asked for medical aid to help her injured friend. She introduced herself as Aldina, and after Miles used his healing ability to help her friend, she informed the group in the gun store that the world was going to get worse, not better, and that leveling up was extremely important. She also mentioned that firearms were not a good way to gain experience killing monsters unless someone had a relevant skill to pair with them. After educating the group, Aldina still owed a debt to Miles for helping her friend, so she accompanied him to a couple of dangerous destinations in town to gather needed supplies. Upon returning to the gun shop, they discovered that all of their friends had been killed. Without anywhere else to go, Miles accompanied the mysterious woman as they leveled up. Then Aldina revealed her secret, secure bunker. She explained that this was her third life. The reason she knew so much about the end of the world was that she had experienced it before in other dimensions, on other worlds. The next day, Miles and Aldina went searching for monsters to gain
Sample complete. Ready to continue?